temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Drake, I know we're a long way off from knowing the answer to this maybe, but do you want to start day one? And have you had any conversations about what your track is going to be towards doing that in the in minicamp or beyond that?
I think that's obviously the goal, for myself and any rookie quarterback coming to the NFL. But also, I think it's, grab to me for getting there and learn from Jacoby, learn from the older guys, the other vets around there, and just, put my best foot forward. I think, for me, just want to earn the respect of the guys and get to know them first. But obviously, all the stuff on the field will come after that. So looking forward to help the Patriots anyway. Obviously, it's the goal, but ready for anything that happens. And I think one of the best things about being a 21-year-old coming in there is get ready to learn and to soak it all in. And if I'm the best guy, I think Coach Mayo's kind of said that. He said that publicly. If the best guy's going to play, so if it happens to me, I'm ready to go. And if not, I'm gonna prepare like it and compete and learn and as much as I can from the other guys to get ready to do that.
Okay, that was Drake May earlier today here on Jones and Mego with Arkan on WEEI. He joined us last hour. First radio appearance in Boston.
It was electric.
It was just, there were a couple of things he said that I liked. That was one of them.
It was, like, come on, it was charming.
Yeah,
it was charming.
Agreed, but beyond just that, like, look, I like talking to him already ten times more than talking to Mac.
He brought in the Southern charm. Get ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, did he address you as ma'am? I didn't hear a ma'am in there today.
No.
There was no ma'aming.
It's not that kind of Southern
charm. Call me Megan.
Oh, he did.
He
did say names right off the top. That's true.
Said some of your names.
I also, my heart.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he not say Arkans?
He didn't.
But then,
I think did he call me Adam? I think he called me Adam.
Yeah, that was
Adam and Megan.
It's weird.
The Adam and Megan show.
That's what it's called, right?
Sounds like Christian Public Access.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Adam and Megan sounds like an indie band.
I didn't notice he didn't say your name, though.
No, he did not.
Well, maybe that's he knew. He was like, I'm not saying hi to that guy. He's gonna ask me about the yips.
That guy.
Although it turns out I think Arkan got the best answer out of him.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
I think he's gonna have every opportunity to start. I really do. And this idea that he's gonna sit and wait and the Patriots already made the decision. Cause I think a lot of people hear me say that and they go, well, duh, of course it's gonna be a competition, Jones. They're gonna have everybody go out there and they'll settle it on the field.
That's
duh.
A big deal.
Okay.
It's a big deal they're saying it's a competition.
No, I agree. Because the backdrop for him is that the Dan Orlovskys of the world and these draft experts, quote unquote, are prognosticating he's going to have to sit for a year or two. There's a lot of people who think he can't play year one or they shouldn't play him year one.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky is number one in that.
Yeah, I'm not one of those people, okay? And so I do think it's newsy when the team, Mayo, tells you over and over and over again it's going to be a competition. And then I hear the way they talk about Jacoby Brissett, and it doesn't sound like he's going to be playing on the field. Then I hear Drake May say it's going to be a competition. And, well, yeah, the goal is to play. He said to Arkan, the goal is to play this year.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, May? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake.
Ouch. You know what? You kind of deserve that.
Wait, give me that one more time.
You kind of deserve that.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, May? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake.
There's a little tone to that. Hi, Drake. I'm here, too. Hello. It's Jones and Mega with Arcan.
Arcan's the only one to respond to that. That's funny.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, man? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake. I'm also doing all right. Just doing a little better before you didn't say
funny.
Hi to me.
That's funny. Do you feel any differently after hearing him?
I mean, my heart soared when he pronounced Deering.
What?
Huh?
Instead of saying Deering, he said Deering because he's got that accent.
Yeah, but what did you just say?
Deering. I always say Deering.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm so confused right now. What?
Like, he pronounces certain words a different way.
What word are you trying to say?
Deering.
What word is that?
Deering.
Yes.
D-U-R-I-N-G.
I thought you were talking about Josh Deering.
I thought no. so, too. I was like, what
but
are you talking about?
But he pronounces it that
you say,
way.
Or it was you say North Deering? Carolina. You don't yeah. say Deering?
No, Deering. Dur.
What?
Yes. I don't think I've ever heard you say
me
Deering.
Either.
Yeah, people call me out on it. It's very annoying, actually.
More importantly, your heart soared?
Yes. When I heard that, I was like, ugh, awesome.
Okay, no, but I mean specifically about him playing. Do you feel any differently about that?
I do, because I really thought when you hear about the Packers' background of Elliot Wolf, that it's like, okay, we're going to bring him in. We're going to develop him behind the scenes. He's going to sit. You bring in Jacoby Brissett. He'll play. It's going to be like maybe an entire season. And now that you hear Jerod Mayo saying multiple times it's going to be a quarterback competition, how do you turn around and say that and act like the guy that you took at 3 is going to get beat out by a guy who's been a backup in his early 30s? Like, that just doesn't make sense to me. That would be if you're actually walking around saying it's a quarterback competition in camp, then that would make your number 3 pick look pretty bad if he loses that competition.
Okay.
So I think that they're kind of like setting him up to play earlier than I expected.
Do you think that's the right call or the wrong call?
That's really hard to say without even like seeing anything that he does in
camp.
Okay. Well,
but if they're setting him up, you think they're setting him up to start week 1?
I think that they're trying to, yeah.
Okay, so do you think that's the right call or the wrong call? You said earlier you thought Brissett was going to be starting this year,
yeah,
and you didn't want Drake May out
personally,
there.
Personally, like without having seen him go against anyone at any NFL level, I would say that's probably wrong.
I don't
think you rush him.
I don't need to see him because I've seen Jacoby Brissett. So I don't need to see him at the NFL level. I know what Brissett looks like, so I want him out there week 1. I feel better about it after listening to Mayo today. I feel even better after hearing Drake May not even an hour ago. I feel better about that. And I already felt strongly he's going to play week 1. This is like Mac Jones all over again to me. Mac, oh, they're bringing him in at 15, but Cam Newton's the veteran and they got to bring him along slow. No, they don't. Playing Mac is not what ruined Mac. Mac is what ruined Mac. And so I think they can play this kid early too. I feel exactly the same about this as I did a few years ago, and even more strongly because he's the number 3 pick.
Yeah, and I agree with what you just said there. Playing Mac Jones' rookie year is not what ruined Mac Jones. People who keep saying that, well, you can't play Drake May right away. You know, look at what happened with Mac Jones. Mac Jones
Stupid.
Was good his rookie year.
It's like the only good thing Mac did.
Exactly. That was the one good part of his career was his rookie year where he played right away. So I hope that's not the case with Drake May, obviously. But when it comes to whether they're going to play, I think they're going to know right away when they get on the field and they're doing passing camps, you know, in August or whatever, they're going to know, all right, this guy has a real chance to start and play and be our quarterback, or he doesn't. And when you're dealing with a project like this, and he's still considered a product, he's 21 years old, he's far from a polished product here, I think that there's a chance that they could look at that and say, I don't know if we have enough time to bring him up to speed here.
I don't think they're going to be able to tell that in passing camp, because what everybody says the issues with him are is what he does when he escapes the pocket and his footwork and all this stuff when he's under pressure, when he's seeing pressure from defense, and that's not going to show up when you're just in throwing camp.
I like this text, 37937. Hey, Jones, do you think Mac Jones ever broke a bone playing tennis with his mommy? No, I
got
don't.
A little tennis
like
elbow,
that?
Maybe.
You
no,
like
I think it's a little bit different.
Like tennis, so I don't know why you're acting like that's somebody dunking on it.
I do like tennis. I enjoy tennis. I don't exactly think that it prepares you very well for the NFL. I think those are two different things. So no, I don't think Mac Jones had quite the same childhood experience.
Hey.
Competition wise, winning battles, competing. I don't think Mac was much of a competitor. I don't think he won many quarterback battles. Oh, he beat out Bryce Young at Alabama. He was an upperclassman against a freshman. I don't exactly think that's like the biggest win of all time. And he lost every other quarterback battle he was ever in college.
Arcan, have you ever injured your brother?
Oh, yeah.
Like seriously injured?
Serious? No.
Yeah, like broken
double broken elbows?
No, not like that.
So, no, I don't think Mac Jones is prepared for it the same way this kid is. And maybe he can't play either.
I dropped him down a laundry chute once.
What?
Yeah.
How many floors?
One floor.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was
dangling him by his feet.
How old was he that he was so little?
He was like 5.
I was like 9,
and I was dangling him by his feet, and then I let go, and he fell down the chute.
That's kind of awesome.
He got hurt then. That wasn't a, you know.
You heard about Vanilla Ice and Suge
Knight.
Decided to reenact it.
Basically the same thing.
This was in the North End?
No. This was not in the North End.
So it wasn't like a historic shoot?
No. It was at my aunt.
He didn't like land in a bunch of cannoli dough or something?
That's how they rear children in the North End. So, he hasn't broken any bones. I don't think Mac Jones did with his mommy playing tennis. I also like these ones. The Go Pats at the end got my fanboy heart going. That's a text of 37937. Also, damn it, how do you not love that guy after that interview? I agree. Very likable.
It's hard not to like him.
Let me give you another likable player in my estimation. This is the receiver they took in the fourth round, and I guess this has caused, like, a bunch of blowback, which is so stupid. But here's Javon Baker, who they drafted in the fourth round. This is the initial exchange. This isn't even like 5 minutes in he started to bring the personnel. You'll hear right off the top. This is how the interview started.
I think we've got you on mute, so I'll just... Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I can hear you now too. Awesome. So, everyone, welcome Javon Baker. We'll start off with first question here from Doug Kide.
Javon, congratulations and welcome to New England. I saw one of your initial reactions on Instagram was that it took too long for you to be picked.
Yes. So
what's your mentality now after having to wait 2 days to get drafted?
How do I put this?
It's just mentality is just kill whoever on the side of me on the other side of me. That's really the mama mentality. That's it.
Thanks. And one other one real quick. What can you tell us and Patriots fans about your game?
Hey, just come to the home stadium and bring out popcorn. That's all I can tell y'all. Bring your popcorn.
Why?
I make people in wheelchairs stand up. Bring your popcorn.
So, Arcan, your takeaway, I think, is the right one. It's like, wow, it's so weird to have a player with actual personality on the team.
Yeah.
But, like, I hope that people aren't outraged over that. You're telling me people are? I hope people aren't outraged over that.
I don't know that people are. I mean, I know Karen Garigian wrote something about it and saying, oh, you better back all this up now, and people got mad at her for that. But, like, I didn't see a whole lot of real pushback. I just sort of heard it and thought, ooh, maybe that's something that, you know, someone in a wheelchair might not like. That's all. But I'm not going to get offended on behalf of them.
Let me tell you. This has no bearing on how they're going to play, Drake May or Javon Baker, but it's at least nice to hear real answers out of real human beings. Like, that's actually a nice development here coming out of this draft. Instead of being terrified to answer anything or not know how you can answer it, he says he wants to kill the guy across from him and get your popcorn ready because he makes people in wheelchairs stand up.
I make people in wheelchairs stand up.
Which, to me, that's a refreshing change.
Like a Macho Man Randy Savage.
How we're answering questions. You think Mac Jones would ever talk about anything from his childhood? He wouldn't even answer questions about whether or not he liked music. He wouldn't even answer that. He was too afraid to answer that question. And so that is refreshing from both Drake May and really Javon Baker, who takes the cake.
Yeah, so maybe the football will suck, but at least the press availabilities will be entertaining.
Exactly. I want this team to at least be entertaining. Don't suck and be boring.
Everyone listens to different things, and I think it's just a fun thing that people do.
Just don't do that. I'm done with that. Don't do that, okay? If you're going to suck, at least be a little entertaining. Watchable on the field, which is why I don't want Jacoby Brissett out there. I at least want Drake May playing. And if you're entertaining after the game or on Wednesdays in between games, great. That's a nice little bonus.
I enjoy listening to music, so I'm one of those people.
I also like human food.
He's not even here to defend himself.
I know. I feel like this is excessive.
It's
why
mean.
Is this What's
it's
mean about
mean.
It?
You're being mean. You're being a big bully over there.
I'm why doing that, it, too. We're all doing it.
Why is that being mean?
It's not.
The guy was too afraid to answer a question.
He obviously loves music.
It's not,
music.
Like, mean coming from Arcan because he just hates all quarterbacks.
True. It's consistent.
And that's why Drake May didn't say hello to you.
I don't know. Did you ever, like, play football before? That's not mean. That's okay.
Why do you think Mac Jones doesn't like music?
That was
come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Come, my lady. You're my pretty baby. I'll make your legs shake. You make me go crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. How dare he say he doesn't like music or wouldn't expand on that? He's a big Crazy Town fan. He was a little embarrassed. 617-779-793.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Who did they get with the Mac Jones pick? That was Joe Milton, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Works out that way,
doesn't it? Reluctantly crouched the starting line. engines pumping and thumping in time.
All right, Arcan has all the latest and trending coming up in a moment. What do we have in Meg's planning today, Mega?
We're talking sleepaway camps because it's in the news.
It is.
Yes.
I'm unaware of this. All right, sleepaway camps right after trending.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
How young? So young.
We're young at heart. We're TikToking. We're FaceTiming. We're doing all that cool stuff.
Gather around the radio, fellow kids. It's Jones and Mego with Arcan.
I get the Spice Channel. No biggie. Come over.
On WEEI.
How do you assess the effort tonight? What allowed you to be so good defensively tonight?
That guys are committed. You know, we knew that if they were going to come hard. They have every game, and we needed to be better in a few areas, and I thought we did a good job with that. You know, we played tight. Guys did a great job getting back and getting sticks in lanes and making it tough on them to make plays. You know, so it was a good part of our game that we need to continue to get better at.
Brad Marchand. Starring for the Bruins on the big stage with a win against Toronto. They'll have won as much in the first year of Brad Marchand's captaincy.
Patrice Bergeron.
What did I say?
Brad Marchand.
I meant to say Brad Marchand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
you're jumping the gun ahead.
I was thinking ahead there.
They've won as much in Brad Marchand's first year as Captain Arcan as they did in three of who?
Patrice Bergeron.
Arcan's having a bad show.
I'm having a great show. What are you talking about?
Megal,
I'm having a fantastic show.
Because he's jumping the gun on your take.
Well, that was a bad move by him,
and then
sure.
He's stealing my joke that I said before the show and pretending it's his.
You got to save the good stuff for the air.
I didn't think that's he was
on you.
Like that.
That's
I didn't think
you.
He was like that. I've worked with him for like 2 years now. Plus, it's
Carlos Mencia over here.
Now I know. Now I know that about
I don't
you.
Remember you telling that joke. I don't know. I've never heard that joke before. Yeah. Popped right into my head.
I like Arcan's better anyway. But when it comes to Arcan having a bad show, just wrong. I think Arcan got the newsiest answer out of Drake May.
What's going on, Adam? What's going on, May? Y'all doing all right?
Hey, Drake.
It's like sad.
I was spurned by Drake. That made it a bad show.
Yeah, it was. That was an Arcan like a villain origin story.
Ryan,
right there.
Ryan, did you turn Arcan's volume down on that,
nope.
Or is that just how quiet he's?
I didn't do anything to that.
He's all meek. Hi, Drake.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Drake. I'm here too.
I exist.
Hey, don't forget about me. I'm Christian. Drake. Hey,
one more
hey,
time,
Drake.
No, but Arcan had a good Arcan. Great interview. Great stuff out of him, Arcan.
Thanks, Jones.
No Yips questions?
Not yet.
That was an improvement, I thought.
Well, I mean, that may be coming later. We'll see. We'll see how the season goes.
On Brad Marchand, are we looking at the Bruins any differently now that they're up 3-1 against the Leafs? Are we looking at them as a team that can go on a run, or do you look at it and say, it's just Toronto and I can't take them seriously?
For me personally, I think it's a little bit of the second thing. Like, Toronto just... As you said before, Marchand got into their heads. The goalie play is so much stronger in this matchup on your side than their side, and those are the two big differentiators to me in this entire series. I don't know if that's something that you can replicate going forward or like this, that it shows that this team has the makeup to go all the way back to the Stanley Cup final, but I like it for now. I think they most certainly should win tomorrow and just close this out.
If they lose, well, let's put that to the side. Okay. I was going to ask about the goalie rotation, but Arkan, real quick, because I know you feel this way, and I agree with you. If Swayman's playing like this, of course they can win the Cup.
Yeah. He's the best goalie in the playoffs right now. He's the best goalie in the NHL postseason right now. And I don't think that that's just because the Leafs are a good matchup for him. They are, obviously, and he's continuing to dominate them. But I think that this is something that he's been waiting for. I think that this is an opportunity he's earned. And we're at the point now where he's taken this opportunity and run with it. He's the best goalie in the league right now. Out of everybody, there's three Vezina finalists. They're all in the playoffs, and Swayman's playing way better than all three of them. So I don't think you should just ignore that. I don't think you should care about this rotation or keeping Ullmark fresh anymore. None of that matters. You have the best goalie in the league. Keep riding him until the wheels fall
off. Are you afraid of Florida?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're very good. And they just handled Tampa Bay, and they kicked your ass last year. That's why.
Okay, but the Bruins, and now look, maybe I'm talking out both sides of my mouth because I said I don't really care about regular season stats with Ullmark, but the Bruins dominated them this regular season.
I know. But it's the playoffs, and the Bruins in the playoffs are a different animal. And I just think that Florida is the type of team that'll coast in the regular season and then turn it on in the playoffs. They did it last year.
They didn't coast. They were the one seed in the division anyway.
This year, yes. But, I mean, in those games against the Bruins, I remember a couple of them, and I don't know. I mean, I just still think it's a tough matchup. That's a tough team that's going to push you around. They're tougher physically. They're tougher mentally.
Oh, look, they're scarier
than
Toronto,
for sure. Yeah.
Yes. They're scarier than Toronto, definitely. But I don't care how Florida played against the Bruins last year because it was six games of Ullmark, and I don't trust Ullmark. And we should never see Ullmark again in this postseason. Like, I'm done watching him. It's Swayman's net. There's no reason to go back to him. And I'm not resetting it next series or anything like that. It's not just because Swayman is hot. And I know, actually, I didn't have this lined up, but can I hear Montgomery number what did he answer after the game? Maybe it was part of a larger thing. I don't need it, Ryan. He said something like, this is the plan all along. We were gonna play the guy who got hot after game two. We were going to give him each a start, Ullmark game one. Swayman game one, Ullmark game two, and we're going to go with the hot hand after that. I don't believe that was their plan. I think their plan was rotation, and Swayman forced their hand because of how well he's played.
We rotated the first two games, and then Swayman played so well, there was, you know, we were going to go with the hot hand.
So I don't believe that. I just don't believe that was their plan. I think they're now saying that to make it look like they had a plan, when in reality, they were going with the dumb rotation.
Yeah, I mean, if that was the approach ahead of time, if you do buy that, then it's not a goalie rotation that they've been doing the entire season and going back to last regular season. It's not that. It's a goalie competition that you're staging in the playoffs. And so it's just a different thing. Do I think that we're not going to see Linus Ullmark again in these playoffs? I think we will. Like, I think we will because either Swayman has back-to-back just terrible performances. I'm not saying in this series, but maybe down the line.
Yep.
Starts falling apart a little bit. And so then you have to put Ullmark in. Or I could see them, if it's Florida, as you said, and they've matched up well this year, that they decide to go back to some kind of rotation. Not a competition, but some kind of rotation with Ullmark and Nett a little bit again.
Ullmark 3-0, 947 save percentage, 162 goals against Florida this year. That's fine. That's all well and good. And again, I probably am talking about both ends of my mouth because I say, oh, well, Florida beat him last year, but I don't really care about regular season stats. How did Ullmark look against Florida in the postseason last year?
Not good.
He lost his job.
Looked good in the first game.
He was great in game one last year, true. But after that, he started to fall apart to the point where he lost the job and was benched. So do you think we've seen the last of Ullmark, Arkand?
Yes.
Me too.
I just think that Swayman's just playing so well that you'd have to really lose faith in him to a fairly way. You know what I mean? Like, you'd have to lose so much faith in him to go away from this right now that I just don't see it happening. The only way is if he gets nicked up or something like that. But I don't think that'll happen.
Let's go to the phones. David is in the car. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So here's my thing on the Patriots, and this being the team is in a better place than they were last year. No, they're not. Anybody who's saying that, you're drinking the juice. They haven't done anything. We haven't seen anything. For us to sit here and say they're better than they were last year at this point, we're kidding ourselves. They're in the same situation with a rookie quarterback, which the worst thing they can do is start him right away. That's the problem that happened with Mac Jones. He needed to stay for a year.
David, I completely reject almost all of what you're saying, but especially that last thing. Playing Mac is what ruined him his rookie year? That's not what ruined him.
That was his best season.
The only good thing that happened his entire career.
The only time he was good.
Yeah.
That was part of it. Rookies need to sit for a year to learn. All
no,
the
don't.
Great ones did.
So Houston, hang on, David. Houston's an idiot for playing CJ Stroud last year?
I'm not saying they're an idiot, but you get lucky once in the blue moon, okay? So you get lucky. You can't think everybody's going to come into the league and be like that.
So you want to watch Jacoby Brissett this year?
I'm not saying I want to watch Jacoby, but what I'm saying is I don't think May is ready to play. He's not.
Okay. I don't know how he can – so that bothers me. You can say, well, we haven't seen anything yet, so how can you say they're better than last year? Well, you haven't seen anything yet. How can you say Drake May's not ready to play? Like, how can you say that?
I don't know. Maybe he's, like, crunching a ton of UNC tape, and he's like, I don't see it.
I don't care what the Dan Orlovsky, I know, crunches a ton of tape, and I don't care. I don't care. When he says that Drake May has to sit for 2 years, I don't buy that
Orlovsky's
at
the
all.
Only one who's given me, like, a really concrete reason that makes logical sense about footwork? Why. No, that when you play somebody in their rookie season and they have bad habits, they're, like, in survival mode in certain games, and they'll revert to those bad habits because they think that'll help them win in the moment.
But
that logically makes sense to me.
Fine, but that doesn't mean they're ruined for the rest of their career. Like,
no,
Josh Allen wasn't ready to play as a rookie.
It might stunt their development, I think, is the point.
It might, but they also
might. That is at least an interesting point to me.
Fine. They also, I think, and this is with all players in all sports, I think you learn more by playing than you do by sitting and watching. You learn by playing. And so I want him to play. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. Keith taking over at the top of the hour. Full show tonight, right? Full program, no Red Sox. So full 4 hours of Rich Keefe tonight, breaking down the draft and the playoff weekend. Meanwhile, let's get to Megsplaining with Megan Adelini.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
Jones, I can almost guarantee that you have no interest in the beginning of this discussion, so I'm going to direct my question to Arcan.
Excellent.
Arcan, are you a fan of the movie Wet Hot American Summer?
Yeah, I haven't watched it a bunch, but I liked it when I saw it, yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's hilarious. So the camp, the summer camp where they filmed that entire movie, I don't know what it was from. It had to be like the 90s, is for sale.
2001.
Oh, 2001.
Yes.
For sale, it's in the Berkshires for $3.5 million. So you can go buy the camp where they filmed
this is Wet Hot American Summer,
which is great. It has like Paul Rudd. It has a whole bunch of other people in it. Hilarious. Really, really weird movie. But I feel like it's only funny if you're a summer camp person, like a sleepaway camp person. And I would say I'm like 30% a sleepaway camp person because when I went to sleepaway camp, first of all, I went to like a horrible camp in Virginia.
Lax
and
camps?
It was only, well, that was later. I'm talking like, you know, class. When I say camp, I'm talking like classic camp. Mm-hmm. You know, like you do archery, you learn how to cook stuff over a fire, mm-hmm. you learn how to build a fire, you like sleep in a weird cabin with bunk beds and stuff. Like I did that at a camp in Virginia. There was no running water. You had to use latrines. Mm. Really creepy. And it kind of sucked. I had a love-hate relationship with it. But I didn't realize until I got older that, especially in this part of the country, you got these sleepaway camps where you can send your kid off for like 7 weeks in a row. And you just have a whole summer to yourself as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like, incredible. Do you have these camps around where you grew up? Because I feel like Vermont
probably.
Is a destination for
probably.
Them.
I didn't go to any of them. So I'll be honest. I said this off the air after you brought up sleepaway camps going into the last break. I wasn't even familiar with that term until I came to college. I didn't even know that term. Like, I know what an overnight camp is, but, like, I never called it a sleepaway camp until I got to college. And, you know, friends from New Jersey and New York are like, oh, yeah, sleepaway camp.
You called it sleepaway overnight camp?
I don't even know. I don't know. I mean, I heard of going to a camp for, like, a week.
I've heard it called overnight camp.
I never referred to it that way. But no, I didn't go to any camps like this. When I was older, I went to like basketball camps.
Did like lacrosse camps, basketball camps.
No, I didn't do it.
One time at band camp?
I am not outdoorsy enough to
different.
Do anything
no,
like that.
Those, no, usually those sports camps, in my experience, is you go to a college and you sleep in the dorm or whatever for a week or it's like 4 days or something like that. That's like a different animal than you go to camp and camp all of a sudden is like your entire world. Like mm-hmm. there's a whole ecosystem of sleepaway camp of the different groups of kids.
Intern Jacob
friends,
is pointing and nodding.
And all the counselors, and you're like, I got a good counselor. Oh, you got the bad counselor.
Yeah.
And then you have the mess hall where everything like goes down. And then there's a dance with the boys camp. And there's all that because I went to all girls camp.
Yep.
And you got like your cabin and you're like, this is our cabin and we hate your cabin.
A lot of chick wipes at that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Arcan, did you ever go to a camp like
that? I went to the college, well, like you were just talking about. I went to Dave Cowan's basketball camp like 4 summers in a row, and it was at Wheaton and Bentley College. So we'd like stay in the dorms for the week, and that was it. But I never did like a camp like that.
Did your brother?
I don't think so.
You guys just weren't into it?
I don't know. I don't know exactly why, but we never did.
They're expensive, aren't they? Like, we're going to be sending Lucas to like day camps this summer, but like those are not super expensive.
So
like these overnight ones.
I was looking up because then I got kind of interested. I was like, how much was the camp that my parents sent me to? How much is it going now? And it's like pretty freaking cheap compared to these camps up here in New England.
Okay.
And it makes sense because that camp sucked. That camp, like, I liked it because I was a dumb little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But the first 2 days, I always felt like I was getting, like, acclimated. I was like, oh, my God, it's just horrible out here. We're, like, in the wilderness. These camps, these sleepaway camps in New England, they run, like, at least $1,000 a week. And you send your kids away for 7 weeks. Like, if you can swing it,
peace of mind
is
expensive. That's why.
But, yeah. Like, $7,500 for these camps?
That would be
nuts.
Probably just to cover their liability insurance.
Yeah, that would be a fun week, though. Let me tell you, even just one of those, never mind for seven straight, but even for, like, 1 week, that'd be a fun week.
How do you, then you have to, like, reacclimate to having your kids back home.
Yeah.
You've, like, regained your freedom.
You know, Kat was in New York, like, a week ago for, like, 3 nights, and, like, I don't know, you recalibrate pretty quickly. So, but, no, it's nice. That's nice.
So, would you do it with your kids?
I mean...
You said you're sending your kid to day camp?
Yeah, but that's
day
just...
Day camp always feels like a waste of time.
Yeah, right.
As
but,
a kid.
But you want...
You're like, why are we here?
But you don't want the kid in the house all summer. You want him out socializing and doing stuff. And if all the other kids are at day camps, you got to send him to a camp. Because then what happened to us last summer, we only sent Lucas to like two or three week-long camps. And like the rest of the summer, we're like, oh, hey, what's your son doing? What's your daughter doing? Let's do a play date. And they're like, oh, they're at camp all week. It's like, oh, crap. So we need to send Lucas to camp because no one else is around. So we did that for like half the summer last year.
Okay, so somebody brings up, oh, it's John in the car. In the Twitch chat, he brings up a camp in Naples in Maine. There's one camp that I found on here that's $12,000. It's a girls' camp
for a
in
week?
Naples, Maine.
For a week?
No. It's for the summer. The season is what they call it, which is usually like 7 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
You know what? I wanted to go to camp. You know why?
Why?
Salute Your Shorts. You remember that show?
Yeah, somebody actually texted
about Salute
Your Shorts. I love
Salute Your Shorts.
Yes.
I loved that show, and I thought it made camp look cool, but I don't know. I never,
do you remember
never
Bug Juice? Did you ever watch Bug Juice? Camp Bug Juice? It was like
Bug
one
Juice
of the early...
Bug Juice was like a
early,
drink, I remember.
No, but it was the early reality show on the Disney Channel.
No.
Bug Juice?
Not familiar
camp
with that.
Camp Bug Juice.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were about to ask about Budnick.
Is this Bug Juice?
No, this is Salute Your Shorts.
Oh. Didn't I do a song with this?
Did you?
Yes.
Our
was it?
Friendships. Camp Bonawana. We hold you in our hearts.
All right, I got it.
And when I think about you, it makes me want to fart. It's like, oh, we never part.
We don't need to hear any more of this. It's the best line of the song, Mego.
Okay, well, I'm good with it. Well, I don't remember that show very well, to be honest. Wasn't there another one that was on around the same time about like a dude ranch?
Yeah, Hey Dude, which
hey
was
dude.
A good one too.
Yeah, so with everything
Christine,
is just
Christine Taylor.
Yippee ki-ya, yeah, yippee ki-ya.
Yeah,
what?
Oh, yeah.
Like the cowboys say. Yeah, Christine Taylor was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Va va voom.
And one of the kids on Salute Your Shorts was the friend in Terminator 2. Yeah.
That's cool.
I remember seeing that and being like, hey, that guy's on Salute Your Shorts.
It was like your first, hey, that guy.
Yeah. Pretty exciting. I don't remember this.
This one was not as good as the others we mentioned.
I did a parody song with a Salute Your Shorts. I don't remember what it was, though.
Hmm. Might have been before my time.
Maybe.
Because I feel like I'd remember that. Salute Your Shorts left a big impression
much,
on me, as you can
much
tell.
Better than Bug Juice. So you wanted to go to camp because of Salute Your Shorts. Aren't kids like making out and hooking? Isn't that like
yes,
where? Isn't that where?
That's a big part of it. Then you
Jacob's
the
nodding
camp.
Back there.
Okay,
hand
Jacob,
stuff.
Intern Jacob.
That's all going down at these
Jacob
camps.
Ran in here during the break, and he was like, "You're talking about sleepaway camp. Let me show you a picture from my sleepaway camp. What are you going to talk about?" And I was like, "We're going to talk about camp, dude. Like, settle down. Because if you have any people who are sleepaway camp people in your life,
yeah,
it becomes like a lifelong thing for them.
Yeah, no,
where they're
I'm
like, those
you.
Are like, I was even when I'm like wedding planning with Mr. Who, he's like, oh, well, these people, blah, blah. And I'm like, those are your high school friends. And he's like, no, those are camp friends. Those are my friends from camp.
You still friend with them? Friends
yes.
with them?
I have
wait,
a friend
wait,
who's still
one,
close
went,
with his camp
we went
friends,
to one
yeah.
of their weddings in the fall. They're camp people.
Intern Jacob is nodding.
Yeah, he probably is going to like
you
have
camp
his
friends?
Best man. Well, he's like 22.
That's
he's
true.
He's probably going to have like a best man from camp.
Make me wanna fart.
The camp people, like, they stay in your life.
I hope we never part.
And then you send your kids to camp, and then you have generations of camp
so Budnick,
people repopulating.
Budnick is still hanging out with all of his buddies.
Yeah, Donkey Lips and, Ugg was the counselor.
That's the counselor.
Right?
I couldn't think of the counselor's name. Yeah, Ugg. Yeah. You think
Donkey Lips really held the show together in a lot of ways.
he was
sort of the heart and soul of the show.
Well, Budnick was just bossing everybody around.
I hope we never part. Now get it right or pay the price.
Pay the price.
I don't remember any of the characters.
By the way,
I definitely watched it a lot.
You started off by saying White Hot American Summer was shot in the Berkshires?
Wet Hot.
That's Wet Hot.
What did I say?
White Hot.
Wet Hot, sorry. I'm looking at Wikipedia. It says the film was shot at Camp Towanda in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Well, they're freaking liars because I just read it from the Boston Globe. Well, either that or the Boston Globe really screwed up this
Everything that
story.
The Globe has ever
Linda!
Published.
Either that, they really screwed right it up.
Linda, print the retraction. We're misleading. It's misleading also the population.
It's also White Hot American Summer.
Where's this Camp Towanda? I enjoy a good fight. I remember when I used to be able to do that.
Now dust comes out.
Gross, Mego. Why would you say that?
You let this go on during my explaining.
Also, one thing I didn't say was one time I went to Irish dancing camp.
Oh.
A summer camp for Irish dancing.
I bet there's some weird stuff happened at
this one time?
Yeah.
At Irish dancing camp? I don't. So
I took a wooden clog.
What base did you get to?
What? No, seriously. That's where all the hand stuff went down.
Uh-huh.
Irish
step to foot stuff, yeah, probably.
There's foot no stuff. Hand
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Definitely
some
foot
Irish
stuff.
Step
dancing. Only foot stuff.
Foot stuff. That is true. Definitely what was coming down. So what were we talking about here, Megs? I'm still confused at what we were talking about. Just camps?
Yeah, just talking. You guys are both clearly not sleepaway camp people.
I wanted to be.
No, I had no idea that was going down at sleepaway camp, though. Maybe I would have lobbied my parents more to go.
Also, the best camp movie is definitely Heavyweights.
Heavyweights is a great
Far
movie.
Far and away.
Love Heavyweights.
Here, Devil Log.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of other other camp movies in the mix there.
Ernest Goes to Camp, also good.
Tremendous. Tremendous film.
Yeah.
That's Meg's
Parent Trap. That's like half a camp film.
Yep. Yeah, that's
true. I like the Lohan version.
I like the Lohan version, too.
She was excellent in that.
Great accent.
Yes.
You could tell she was going places in that film when she pulled off the British accent. Anyway, that's Meg explaining each and every day at this time. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe comes your way top of the hour. You can dial him up, 617-779-7937. We have picks for tonight. Bet Roulette next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can watch the show anytime via our live stream on Twitch. Just go to twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and check out WEEI on YouTube for our video on demand content updated daily. Now, more of Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Your team is out there trying to do all that they can right now. What? Tell me what confidence you can instill in your fan base that may not believe that you guys had a legitimate shot.
I think we believe. It's everybody else that don't. If I got to hear one more praise about Boston on national TV when we win a game, I'm tired of hearing that, man. It's 1-1. We're going to go up 2-1. See y'all later. Peace.
Jaylen Brown, 22 points, 8 rebounds. Jason Tatum, 22-11 with 6 assists. And the Boston Celtics, a 20-point win.
Hey, dude. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a little wild and a little strange.
Ooh.
When you make a home out on the range. Start the horse and come along. Because you can't get right if you can't hold on. Sing it. Yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay. What?
Like the cowboys say.
Sing it again now.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Get along, little doggies.
till the break of day.
Yeah, a lot of being raised by television.
Wow.
When I was whatever. What?
Hey,
what,
dude.
What year was this show?
That song had no business being that good.
Yeah, it
was 80s, 90s. I know.
Yeah.
I was just around
whatever,
then, yeah.
Whatever age that was the age where my parents just said, "We're done raising this kid. go watch Nickelodeon." Because that I could every theme song on Nickelodeon from that era I could sing.
Yeah, I do just think about like laying on wall to wall carpeting, just staring up at the like big dumb tube TV.
Yeah, for hours.
Hey, dude, was only 89 to 91.
It was a short run.
Wow.
Short run.
Wow. Yeah, but they played the reruns nonstop.
What an impact.
I wouldn't have remembered it.
Three seasons. Yeah, three seasons. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They played it every afternoon.
I'm telling you, 8-year-old me or however old, I knew Christine Taylor was going places. I knew that at the time. Anyway, okay. You also heard Jimmy Butler in there as well. Any chance the Heat even up the series tonight?
Nope.
None.
I mean, of course there's a chance, but I'm not worried about it. And the only thing that could happen, as we said before, is that the Celtics decide to, like, take the foot off the gas and not bring the same energy that they just brought. But, no.
I'm worried about the Celtics just playing down to Miami and just thinking they can roll the basketballs out there and beat them. Because Game 3 took effort. All that was effort. Get out on the shooters, get a hand in their face, get over screens. Effort. Do they want to do that again? Or do they want to say, you know what? That was a lot of work. And we can probably beat Miami anyway by just rolling the basketballs out there. And they go through the motions, and next thing you know, they're in one possession game in the fourth quarter. And we know they can lose that. I want to see that. I want to see them do the same thing, step on their throats. I want to see Porzingis show up. And if you're asking me to guess what happens, they answer the bell tonight. But I want to see it. I know the Celtics and the Heat will be prominently featured here tonight in Bet Roulette. Some picks for tonight. Let's get to it right now.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette brought to you by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Yes, Ryan?
You guys hit a parlay.
No, we did.
You guys hit a parlay.
We were 2-for-2 on parlays last week.
Wow.
Mego had the Celtics covering 9.5. Jones had the one lone Cubs loss, Cubs win, and Arcand had the Timberwolves covering 5 points.
How about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Woo! So we're red hot.
Yes.
Which is ironic because I said to Arcand off the air, it was an ice cold betting weekend for Jones out there. It was not a great weekend for me, but nice. Okay, we had a couple of parlays.
It's a new week, and by the way, every single one of these is Celtics Heat related tonight. So
okay.
Okay. All right, I'll go first.
Mego, get it started. That is
it's a 3.
A 3. All right, that is Jason Tatum point over-unders, and the over-under on FanDuel right now is set at 25.5.
Oh, 25.5?
25.5
for
Tatum.
Give me the over. Yeah. Give me the over. He spread the love. He shared it around last game. He's been averaging somewhere around, like, I feel like that line's been 26 for most of the regular season. So, feels a little low to me. Give me the over.
All right, Mego's taking the over. Jones just rolled a 5, and that is a Kristaps Porzingis prop.
Over-under.
1.5 3-pointers made tonight.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. I take that back. I thought it was going to be points. I'll take the over on a 3.5 here tonight for Kristaps Porzingis. I'm not sure he's going to have the same impact he had in Game 3. He was great in Game 1 as well. He disappeared in the middle, but he could still chuck in a couple of threes. Shooting soft jumpers on the outside, I could see that. So give me the over on 1.5 threes for Porzingis.
All right. Arcand,
shooting like Porzingis.
Oh.
Ooh, that rimmed out.
That was
close. Though. That one looked nice.
All right, that is a 6, and that is Bam Adebayo rebound props. The over-under for Adebayo rebounds is 10.5. The juice is with the over, so I'm going to go with that. I think that Adebayo is going to play really hard. He's going to be in for almost the entire game, I think, barring an injury. And if he does play the minutes I expect him to play, I think he's going to go over 10.5 rebounds. He's been playing well, I think, you know, for the most part. I don't know if he's been collecting kind of rebounds, but he has been playing hard. He's been playing well.
You said plus money on the over?
It's plus money on over 10.5, so that's the way I'm going with this one.
All right, we got Tatum over 25.5 points. Porzingis over 3.5. Bam Adebayo over 10.5 rebounds.
So the Tatum line has moved. Okay. It's 26.5 plus money there.
Oh. You still want it?
Yeah, I'm going to keep hammering the over.
Okay, plus money. Yes, Ryan?
So that would bring us to plus 5. Oh, it just moved. Plus 524.
Oh, it moved all right. Plus 524.
It's a little conservative for us, but that's fine.
Yeah, well, doubt us at your own risk.
I know.
For all the whiffs on parlays we do very, very consistently. We hit 2 last week. I think we only did two.
It's really
week.
All or nothing with us. We either get them all right or all wrong.
Yeah, you know what the trick is? The trick is, I think we overexert ourselves by doing this 5 days a week.
Agreed.
I think we just takes too much brain power. If we only do like two, like we did last week, I think we have a better chance of hitting on some
of
these.
We do have limited reserves.
Yes, exactly.
Of brain power.
So follow along if you like. We're hot. Or you could say we're due to completely drop the ball on one of these.
That's hey, dude.
Each and every day at this time here on Jones and Mega with Arcan on WEEI. I'd like to remind you, if you missed any of Drake May, our interview today, first appearance on Boston radio, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Use the rewind feature. Listen to that interview or Jerod Mayo this morning with the Greg Hill Show. Stay tuned. Rich Keefe has you covered here tonight with Fitzy. Dial him up, 617-779-7937. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift would be
I don't
for
know
me.
This song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
Some weird stuff happened at
this one time?
Yeah.
At Irish dancing camp? I don't. So what,
I took a wooden clock.
What base did you get to?
What? That's where all the hand stuff went down. Uh-huh.
Irish step to foot stuff, yeah, probably.
There's
foot
no stuff. Hand
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Definitely
good
point.
Irish step dancing.
Only foot stuff.
Foot stuff.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.